USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The winter storm that arrived in California earlier this week will continue through Friday, bringing heavy snowfall in the mountainous area of the state. Up to 10 feet of snow is expected in the Sierra Nevada region. The National Weather Service also issued a backcountry avalanche warning for the eastern slopes of the Sierra Nevada. Traveling is not recommended in the region east of Yosemite National Park. The Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump is set to begin the week of February 8th. And if you ask most Americans, they'll tell you the process will amplify divisions in the nation. The Rasmussen Report survey found that voters, by a margin of 3-1, expect the upcoming trial to leave the country more divided than ever under the Biden administration. Facebook and Apple may be on the verge of a legal war. The two tech giants are now embroiled in an escalating fight over data privacy and market power. The changes will affect Facebook's advertising business by stopping its ability to collect data. Apple says the move is a win for user privacy. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
While most Americans can't get anywhere near a COVID-19 vaccine, the Defense Department will offer the coronavirus vaccine to detainees at Guantanamo Bay facility in Cuba. An official in the Pentagon has just released a memo approving the delivery of the COVID-19 vaccine to the detainee population in Guantanamo. The naval base has 6,000 residents, including 1,500 U.S. troops working at the prison. Democrats are moving quickly to lay groundwork for passing more coronavirus relief money, bypassing Republicans. The economy shrank 3.5% last year, with high levels of unemployment persisting and unemployment fraud systems broken beyond imagination. Democrats are working to push through a budget resolution, the first step for a coronavirus relief bill. All it would need is a simple majority in the House and Senate. They are hoping to pass it through both chambers next week. Be careful on the roads out west, as many storms are dropping a lot of snow. Travel east of Yosemite in California is not recommended Friday. USA Radio News.
Could an ancient mystery be determining the events of our time? Could it reveal the secret of our future? Are recent events a warning that we are approaching judgment? How much time do we have left? Author Jonathan Cahn releases the book that reveals what could not be revealed until now. His newest New York Times bestseller, The Harbinger 2, The Return, embark on an epic journey to uncover the mysteries and revelations that are changing the world and will change your life. Available online and wherever fine books are sold.
When in Chicago, you might want to think twice about asking what time it is. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientist revealed the latest setting of the clock Wednesday, announcing it remained at 100 seconds to midnight. First used in 1947 to visualize how close the world was to nuclear destruction, the clock represents how close humanity could be coming to a global catastrophe. President and CEO of the Bulletin, Rachel Bronson, explained the role that COVID-19 played in keeping the clock at its closest setting since it was first unveiled.
The pandemic serves as a historic wake-up call, a vivid illustration that national governments and the international organizations are unprepared to manage complex and dangerous challenges like those of nuclear weapons and climate change, which currently pose existential threats to humanity, or the other dangers, including more virulent pandemics and next-generation warfare that could threaten civilization in the near future.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Last year, Microsoft acquired Bethesda in one of the biggest video game takeovers ever. The Xbox developer purchased Bethesda's parent company, ZeniMax, for a total of $7.5 billion. In doing so, it granted itself exclusive ownership over popular gaming titles, such as Fallout and Skyrim, and whatever Bethesda creates in the future. It was the kind of move many Xbox fans hoped Microsoft would make, as the console suffered from not having as many popular exclusive games as the PlayStation. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.